The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is Shasta Unmasked. Tonight, we're talking about getting out the vote, and I've got Ashley on the line. Jessica's
out
for the next one. Just one more, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just us tonight. Go ahead, Ash.
Three.
Yeah. You went to the BOS meeting today, correct?
I listened to it. Because I do have a day jobby job.
Yeah.
There was the talk about the opioid fund dollars that they're going into and that, but there was some stuff around elections and, you know, the same kind of crew of people still casting kind of doubt on the integrity of the election. Although most of them are mad at Tom Toller, so I guess that means he's doing his job.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's usually how that works.
Yeah.
Okay, so I pulled up this little how to spot an extremist candidate quiz, and I thought we could, like, go through some of these ways to spot an extremist so that when everyone's looking at their ballots, they can kind of double-check, and we can talk to about the ones that we know. Sound good?
Yeah. Also, do we want to take, if anybody wants to call in.
Oh, for sure.
Please feel free. Phone number always is, or tonight is 530-605-4566 and 605-4567.
Yep. Thanks. All right. Mm-hmm. So, first one, how does the candidate approach complex issues? Like how they describe whether they offer detailed, realistic solutions, or if they tend to oversimplify issues. Do they acknowledge multiple perspectives? So I'm more familiar with the school board stuff because that's where I come from. I am no longer a teacher at Anderson Union School District, so I may speak freely. They're still my own views. But I know. Whoop, whoop. I mean, I love that school. I really do. Our school's great. The board majority right now, not so much. But Jackie LaBarbera is on that board, and she is running for a SCOE board position for District 2, right? District 2? Yeah, that's right. And she's running against our own Jessica French, as well as there are a few other extremists on there with her. We've got Roberts, right? With Teresa Roberts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is also a Moms for Liberty lady. And,
right.
And then what was the other gal's name? The one that's running, they're the threesome that are running. Oh, we've got Gallardo. Also, yeah. How to spot an extremist. How to spot an extremist. How does the candidate approach complex issues? How does the candidate talk about groups that disagree with them? How would you say Gallardo is respectful to those that disagree with him?
You can go back and look at basically any time that Mr. Gallardo has gone up and spoke at the Board of Supervisors and see just about how reasonable he is.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, like, the people who have complained about him, you know, harassing them and the whole, like, citizen's arrest thing and, you know, allegedly taking a gun into the elections office. Like, he has a whole host of ideas that are not based anywhere in reality.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say that we need to keep that as far away from our children as humanly possible.
This guy's gotten in so much trouble with his outburst. Like, he got fired from his job for brandishing a weapon. He, at our school board meetings, said that teachers are going to be giving students abortions in the cafeteria. Like, he's got a screw loose. And they're all supporting each other. So, I mean, guilty by association. If you are Jackie right. LaBarbera and you're supporting Gallardo, or you're Gallardo supporting Jackie LaBarbera, you're an extremist. Move on from that group. Okay. What else?
I would say more about Teresa Roberts, but she basically just repeats whatever any other election denier says. So there's nothing like.
Yeah. And says a lot of ridiculously racist things, like, out loud.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Like, did you see her post? Like she was interviewed and she said, you only need to speak Spanish if you're going to go to Mexico.
Like, yeah. It's crazy. That's just craziness.
And the only DEI we need to know, it didn't have anything to do with diversity and inclusion, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, I can probably guess it. And what's funny, too, is that, like, people like her will go ahead and disparage, like, you know, immigrants or migrant workers or anybody, you know, who doesn't speak, who speaks, you know, has a difficult time with English or speaks broken English. But those people are automatically speak one more language than her, and she doesn't even speak English all that well.
Right. Yeah. Plus, how do you place yourself as somebody who's worthy of a school board, a county school board, when you hold these views about the students who will inevitably be attending those schools?
Right.
Yeah. And you're telling everyone already that you are not respectful of all students. That, number one, should take you off the ballot. Oh.
Projecting the types of things that MAGA people project onto just adults in that section of society, and projecting those things onto children, that's a whole new category of insensitivity that I, again, should not be anywhere near a school board, period.
Yeah. Yeah, and these are the same group of people that want to ban books. Like, we've already had that happen at Anderson High School, where Leslie Stabanovich and some of the other Moms for Libs that surround Jackie. And she did state just recently that she's not part of Moms for Liberty. So she must have, like, denounced her membership to that club. But it's interesting.
Probably news to them.
Yeah, right. She's part of the Facebook page. She copies and pastes every single thing that they have on their website to try to infiltrate into the school board policies. But she doesn't have anything to do with Moms for Liberty. I go back to, why do you need to separate yourself from your ideology if it's a good one?
Right.
Right? Like, own that.
Let's mention everybody that you associate with.
Right. Own it. If that's who you are and you really believe in that, then own it. So either they
Blaze
don't.
Blaze the Nikes up and run a rally.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Okay. Who else do we need to talk about? Well, we've got the supervisors. So we've got, obviously, the big one, Mary Rickert versus Corky Harmon.
Right.
So
if anybody who has watched a single, well, I guess there was only a single a debate or conversation between
a panel.
Those two.
Yeah.
The choice is absolutely clear. And anybody else who has anything other than that to say has a completely other opposite agenda that does not have anything to do with the health and welfare of the residents of Shasta County, period.
Yep. And we already have the Three Stooges that you know, just echo each other's thoughts all the time. And
Nathan called him today. He said the three in the center is, I call that a floating island of garbage.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. But they've all endorsed Corky Harmon.
No, oh, yeah, because they're all in the same, they're all in that same crew. They're all red, white, and blueprint people.
Yeah. But, again.
Corky can try and separate himself as much as he wants, you know, from that crew. But whenever his ads come out and his videos come out and it all has that, like, it's so obvious. And
or
it's
when
just,
you
it's like,
host their fundraiser at your ranch. Yeah. That's kind of a direct, you know. I don't know how all these people ended up at my house.
Oh, sure. Come on in. We'll just do it. We'll whatever you guys want.
Again, why are you separating yourself from this? Unless you plan on doing some shady stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and our time's up. We're already ready for a break. So, callers, if you have anything to say, you want to ask anything, if you've got your ballot ready and you want our opinion, which is the one that matters, call in. 605-4567 or 66. Going to take a break. Crazy when I pull up in sight. Put it in perspective. I got everything I wanted and some extra. I am not the type of turning into a detective. Got to on my own phone. Barely even checked.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
So sorry for your loss.
All right, we're back. KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. This is Shasta Unmasked, and tonight we're talking about getting out the vote and trying to avoid more extremists on any board in Shasta County.
Please.
Please. So, did you happen to read the News Cafe article that came out about Corky Harmon, late last night?
I haven't read Donnie's article, but I know the situation of what was going on out there. I think that it's all very ironic and all very sad.
It is sad. But I think the bigger picture that I pulled from that as far as him running for office is the number of conflicts of interest that he has in this county. You know, I mean, he's connected to everyone. He's a, how do they call that? One generation away from everybody. One degree of separation from everyone in town.
Yeah. 7 degrees of separation.
I think he's one degree away. So, which makes it really difficult to think that he would be a unbiased and nonpartisan participant on that board.
Right. Also, if you think about it, and it took some of us some going back over some old videos, really taking some strolls down Amnesia Lane to like three years ago, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and look at all those old Zapata videos of him in his truck. He's wearing hats from Corky Harmon's businesses and all those. There's just one more connection to the red, white, and blueprint people.
Mm-hmm. When, and he said in his interview that he just happens to get pictures next to people, and it's just kind of embarrassing sometimes. But, you know, that's not his fault.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who these people are. I take pictures of a lot of people, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times, whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like the comedian the other night at the Madison Square Garden event, I don't know what you would even call that.
Not cult, rally.
A cult event. I wasn't going to go that far, but yeah. Well, okay, reminiscent of that, a cult rally. They have a comedian, but they had no idea what he was going to say. Because that sounds legit, right? Like, it's they want to distance themselves from that comedian now, and many of their other racist speakers that said numerous ridiculous things about women, about people of all different races. It's embarrassing, and
yeah,
I have a hard time putting together these two things. Also,
I have an even harder time for like people who are running for office who say all these disparaging things about basically half of their constituency, and they're supposed to be a representative of all of the people, not just the ones that agree with them.
Right. Yep.
And yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm right there with you. But I was just thinking the connection between this like Moms for Liberty group, which it's a whole umbrella. The Project 2025 people. It's the Trumpies. It's right. The MAGA Trumpies. These are the people that are, you know, the part of the white nationalist group. They accuse teachers of being groomers. They accuse public schools of having pornography in the libraries. But they're totally cool with, and I've never, ever seen one negative thing said about these Trump rallies where he's talking about the size of men's genitalia when he's talking about, or the, you know, the audio that comes out about him grabbing women by their genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things that he says that are completely irrational and weird.
Right.
And definitely not couth for being potentially the next world leader. You know?
Yeah. I love that word. My grandma said that all the time. I love that word.
What word? Couth?
Couth.
Oh, sorry. I'm an old lady.
No, great word.
An old lady who's an English teacher, so I use nerdy words.
Uncouth.
Yeah.
I love it.
Definitely
love it.
Not couth, right? Yeah, as your grandma would say. But this is somebody who's saying these things, like, on live TV, on national television. And nobody has any qualms about that. There's another big one. Qualms.
That's a 72-point word in Scrabble.
I think so. but the hypocrisy there is just baffling to me. These guys that sit in these board of supervisors meetings say the most horrible things about women. They're the most misogynistic group of men I have ever witnessed. And these women don't say a thing, but they'll go through lists and lists and lists of books in a school library to try to find something that's inappropriate so that they can create a problem to start the fear mongering and, you know, parents' rights now are being taken away.
Right. And, you know, go ahead and point me to one place where parents' rights are being taken away.
Yep. I'm still waiting.
One place. Just one place. Mm-hmm. There's none.
No. And this is what they're running on. They're not running on, this is what I will do for our schools and our community. They're running on, vote for me because your vote or your rights are being taken away.
Right. Yeah. Vote for me or it's the same thing on a national level. Vote for me or we're going to lose our county. Vote for me or they're going to, you know.
They're taking,
and it's always they.
They're taking
There's
your
never
job.
Like any pointed... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, actual example of anything. It's the royal ominous they.
Yeah.
And they can never cite an example.
Really frustrated. Really frustrated that we haven't evolved more after knowing and understanding the history of the world. That we haven't come to a place where we recognize that when a leader is othering people, that they're just trying to control and take on that dictator role and separate, right? It's all about trying to divide.
Right, because if everybody is infighting, then you get to do whatever you want because nobody's paying attention to you.
Right, and it's a lot easier to be mad at my neighbor who's voting for Harris or my neighbor who's voting for Trump than to actually do something, you know?
Right. Work with them to better your own community or tend your own garden, as some might say.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I'm guilty of this, too. When I was younger, I didn't know anything about anything except for who was running for president. And even then, I didn't have a lot of knowledge of who they were, you know? And
I grew up super conservative.
Yeah. And now as I've aged a little and started using words like couth, realized that those down ballot, you know, the people that are running down ballot are really more important to our community. Like, we need to be looking at who these board members are, you know, your city council members, all of that is so much more important to our everyday lives than who is president of the United States, you know? I mean, obviously.
Right, because those are the ones that have the direct effect on you immediately.
Right.
Those are the ones that hold the purse strings for the community programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the ones that are going to be helping out with the, you know, assistance in, you know, beating drug problems or
drugs, mental health,
employment or ending homelessness.
Yep.
And those are things that affect you immediately.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. So did
you? If anybody wants to call in and join the discussion, the phone number 530-605-4566 or 4567 for the evening.
Yeah, call us. We've got one. This is really our last show before the election. We're going to do one election night, but by then, it's too late.
Yes, it'll be 6 o'clock. What time does the polls close at? What, 8 o'clock?
I think 8 o'clock. Yeah, I think you're right on that. I'm not 100% sure. Mine have already been dropped off. How about you?
I am going to drop mine off probably this week. Although sometimes I do like to wait until day of because I like to go get my sticker.
Yeah, I got the sticker in the mail.
But did you get the sticker in the mail?
I did. Yeah, it came with the ballot. But it's not the same.
I'm looking at some other stickers.
I will tell you. Like, there's something, like, really stimulating to me to be able to go to the cute little polling place where the old ladies sit. That's going to be me sooner than later, using words like couth. And but I love, like, I just love watching the community, you know, value democracy. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's something that we should not take for granted. And I love being able to go in there and just talk to whoever is volunteering and tell them thank you for volunteering. I haven't done it the last two cycles because we had the 2020 where everybody was mailing it in. And then this time I just dropped mine off at the holiday market, which you can do, by the way. All the holiday markets have a ballot box and it's locked and it has a camera. Just FYI for anybody who's worried about dropping it there.
I'm super lucky. There's two drop box. Well, there's my polling place is literally a 5-minute walk from my front door.
Oh, nice.
And then there's a drop box that's like a 2-minute walk out my back door.
Nice.
So I'm pretty lucky in that aspect. Well, it's in a very small community. I'm only about 1,000 more people than Cottonwood where I'm at.
Oh, okay.
So it's also, if you see somebody disrespecting or giving a poll worker who is volunteering their time to support democracy a hard time, please go and step in and stand up for them. Because one thing that I talked about on the show last week is that if you're going in to be a poll observer or a poll, you know, it'd be an observer, that doesn't make you an investigator. So you need to just take a seat and observe and keep your mouth closed and don't bother people.
There's a reason why they call it observing. That's all you're supposed to do, is sit there and watch and make sure that people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, but you're not there to be an antagonistic jerk.
No. No.
With your gun on your hip, Gallardo.
Yeah. It's the main thing is like, You are not an investigator just because you're going there to observe the elections process.
Yeah.
You're not the one that needs to sit there
and
discriminate, you know, signatures and, you know, there's no
or try to intimidate people. Yeah, it's gross. But it looks like
the board supervisors meeting was just she's in true form.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back because we're going to break right now.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey Personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi guys, we're back. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Shay and Ashley here tonight on Shasta Unmasked, and we're talking about all things ballots.
Are they going to break it down for us?
We're going to break it down. I was told, Ashley, that I got to break it down every break. And
I think, if he's offering us a free hour for breaking it down, I don't know how we can pass that up.
I had that dumb look on my face because I'm old and I don't understand terms like this. And he told me it's like break dancing. So then I got it because I am old enough for break dancing.
I don't make the rules.
He doesn't make the rules. He just makes us follow them.
That's right. I will break this down.
Okay.
Do not under any circumstances give your ballot to a stranger.
No. Oh my gosh. Do not, to anyone that anyone, really. I mean, unless it's your somebody that you fully trust and respect, like your spouse.
Your mother, your child, yeah, something like that. You will hand your ballot.
I wouldn't even give mine to my child. It would go under their seat, and I would never see it again.
Yeah, okay.
You'd get some coffee spilled on it. It'd be stuck to the floorboard 6 months later.
But anybody claiming to, you know,
be a ballot collector,
call this number. No. Don't give your ballot to anybody. Give it to a Dropbox. Give it to the elections office. Give it to your postman.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give it to Laura Hobbs or Bev Gray.
For real. Oh my goodness. For real. So I did a little research on that. Shasta Scout did a whole article just a day or two ago about parents' rights being under attack. And she actually reached out to all of those that, well, it says here, a group of candidates running for the SCOE board, including Teresa Roberts, which is the one we mentioned, Richard Gallardo, also mentioned, Jackie LaBarbera, and Michelle Tyson have united around the talking point that parents' rights are under attack. And then it says, in response to a request for comment, Roberts said she helped pay for the signs but did not disclose who else organized the effort. The other three candidates running on the Parents' Right platform did not respond to Shasta Scout's questions about whether they contributed to the signs. And oddly enough, Moms for Liberty touts this Parents' Rights BS constantly.
Yeah, it's one of their main things. That's basically their whole excuse for trying to dominate the school boards is that this whole just mirage of parents' rights being taken away and using that as a scare tactic.
Yeah, when what they're really doing is coming in under that guise and then taking away the rights of LGBTQ students, anyone from the queer community. They are not seen as they, well, like one of them said in a school board meeting that democracy is 51%, and if more than 51% of the students are not LGBTQ, then we don't need to worry about the LGBTQ population.
No, that's
so also not how
backwards.
Democracy works.
No, absolutely. Again, we go back to this. People who are running for office who are only there to represent the people who agree with them.
They're to represent a political agenda. Yeah, they're pushing a political agenda, and that's not what our public service offices are supposed to be for. They're supposed to be to serve your community, not a super right-wing subgroup of your community. And
right.
Really, sadly, what I see happening is it is a very small group. Overall, it's a small group of people that are this crazy. But then there's a larger group of people in our conservative community that are just kind of sympathetic to their cause. They don't want to jump in. They don't want to help. They don't necessarily want to be front and center and taking away the rights of other students. But they're also not speaking out to help them. They're not speaking out against these folks. And when it comes down to, is there a liberal or a conservative on the ballot, they're picking crazy conservatives.
Right, but this is just something that I thought of too, is like the conservative side has this talking point that they use often, which is that the schools are trying to indoctrinate your kids, right? When, again, it's like every accusation is an admission.
Projection, yep.
Or projection that these people are trying to get on the school boards to influence children outside of, like, the educational curriculum to think and believe as they do and trying to influence this whole other generation into being, like, racist bigots. It's so weird.
It is so weird. It doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know how you go from, like, I was raised in the church. This is not the way that I was raised. It was not to be, like, judge, jury, prosecutioner over, you know, my community. It was to be loving and kind and do unto others, all of those things, right?
Accepting of people who are different.
Uh-huh. yeah, accepting of your neighbor, whether that be your neighbor next door or your neighboring country. Mm-hmm. Like, we sang those songs about being red and yellow, black and white, all the different colors of the children. Like, mm-hmm. I sang those songs in Sunday school. What
yeah,
happened?
Is your land, land is my land.
Yes. What happened? Where did...
I don't know.
Well, that movie Bad Faith, that documentary, does a pretty good job of explaining what happened in a broad sense, like over time. But
that's the only one I haven't watched.
Hey, you've got to watch it if you haven't yet.
I know, I really do. Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about that. I've watched the Lev Parnas one from Russia with Lev. That was kind of amazing. And then there was the Stop the Steal one or whatever that was on HBO. I watched that one too. That mm-hmm. was insane, insanity. Oh, God.
It's scary. It's really scary.
It is.
Because at any point, it could have gone the other way. That's the scary part. Mm-hmm. Like, if one more of those, you know, governors of a state would have been like, okay, yeah, I'll give you the votes that you need. I'll find a way.
Right.
You know, if Mike Pence wouldn't have stood his ground and followed the Constitution, it could have caused much more chaos. But typically, historically, you try it once, and then you get better at it for the second mm-hmm. time around. And that's the part that is very frightening to me, is that this replay is going to be worse than the live event, you know?
Well, the replay has had all of the adults who were watching things removed, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's just all the lunatics just running rampant.
Yeah.
And that just...
Mm-hmm.
You hope that there is a subset of people who have not been asked or questioned or don't want to give out the information, who are going to do things quietly without any sort of, you know, they don't need any kind of, you know, they're just going to vote for sanity
mm-hmm.
and not the circus.
Right.
Whereas the circus is kind of good for me because that provides me good content, but that's not good for the country.
Right.
It's bad. It's all bad.
But yeah, I was talking to some of my friends recently, and most of my friends, because of where I live, are conservative. And a lot of them are religious as well. And we were talking about this after-school program. It was in a different state. This after-school program where they wanted to have this atheist group. And it was like for third and fourth graders. And this moment is what made me realize that these folks don't even see, like, they're not even seeing their own reflection. I think they've gone so far down this rabbit hole and they're listening to this cacophony of all the same thoughts. But my friend said to me when we were debating this, and I said, why not have an atheist group after school? It's an after school program. Like, I went to religious release when I was a kid, like kindergarten through eighth grade. We got out of school an hour and a half early, got to go down to the church. Most of us did it because we got to do arts and crafts and have ice cream or whatever. But they allowed that, right? And nobody said anything about it. Nobody said anything negative about it at all. And her response to me was, how does a child know in the third grade that they're an atheist? And my reply to her was, how does a child in the third grade know they're a Christian? Like, they're not
yep.
seeing that any of these things are indoctrination, right? Like, if I raise my child as an atheist, they're probably going to be atheist. If I raise my child as a Christian, they're probably going to be Christian. That's where we have freedom of religion in this country.
Mm-hmm.
If it's when you start saying only this religion is appropriate,
right.
that it becomes a problem, and it's totally unconstitutional.
Right, and I was just going to say, when it comes down to these constitutionalists, they seem to forget that portion,
right?
Although I wish they would have worded it differently.
Yeah.
Instead of freedom of religion, I wish they would have put freedom from religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
that would have been a better choice of words,
well, because
I think.
The whole purpose was because, I mean, our founding fathers knew that people fled persecution, religious persecution, to come to the United States. That was the whole point.
Yeah.
Not so that they could then take that religion and make everybody else be that religion. That.
Right, because that's that. And what you're that? What was that? That documentary again that you were talking about?
I can't remember
the name of it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The Christian nationalist movement mm-hmm. is in direct opposition to the ideals that this country was founded on.
Yeah.
And holy hypocrisy, Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a political movement based on fear and hate. And it's gross. And it's just a replay.
Grounded in Jesus.
Right. That which is the worst. That's the part that is so cringy to me, that they can steal Jesus as their mascot, which that has no, what they are doing and what they're using Jesus for has no factual basis at all on who Jesus was as a human.
I imagine my Jesus wearing a tuxedo t-shirt.
For sure.
Because he's like business-like, but he also likes the part.
Does he like to break it down?
Yeah. We're going to break it down right after this.
Hey, hey, he put some tables. He put some tables.
That's uncouth. That's very uncouth.
Well, he flipped over the tables. Does that mean he flipped the table over, or he himself flipped over the table?
Oh.
Yes.
It's all about interpretation.
Flipped the table and then flipped over it.
It's all about interpretation.
Like a full-on move.
All right. Are we going to break?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome backstage and television actor James Zuchtor. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Good evening, everyone. We are back for our last segment of Shasta Unmasked, KCNR 96.5, FM 1460 AM. If anyone would like to call in this last 10 minutes, we are at 605-4567 or 4566. Again, we have all the answers, so.
And it's not 45666. Sorry, Laura Hobbs.
No. Oh, my goodness.
I'll never get tired of that clip, honestly.
Never gets old. Speaking of nice Christian politicians in our community, Kevin Cry said today, was it today? I'm losing track of time. Maybe yesterday. That they gave free rabbit rides over the summer and
Jones. That's Patrick Jones.
Oh, it was Patrick Jones who said it. Oh, yeah. that would have been bad to misquote.
No, because he's on the Robber board.
Yes, okay. I don't want to misquote anyone. Patrick Jones said that too many homeless people took advantage of the free rides.
Yeah, so they're going to revisit that. Whether or not they're going to do that thing next year.
Can somebody please explain that to me?
I think that all public transportation should be free, but that's just me and my socialist self.
My boyfriend and I were talking about that tonight. Yeah.
Did you see the prices of Robin? There's no way they even pay for themselves. Like, it would not hurt them more to make it free, in my opinion.
No, you're 100% correct. It would not. It
one
almost
few
costs
liberal
them
opinions
more
hold,
money to
like,
take money. They should just make it free.
It's one of few liberal opinions I hold because I used to use public transport, and I was like, there is no way that my buck is paying for this ride. I'm going to be totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a joke.
Oh, Ben. Where are the sound effects tonight, Ben?
You want some?
Kind of this
sound effect, but when you want.
Jeez. But how Christian of them to say that. We're going to get rid of the free rides next summer because the homeless people took advantage of the free rides. That makes no sense to me. It don't make no sense. Yeah.
That's funny. Hey, everybody, we're gonna make the bus rides free this summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Too many homeless people are using the buses, so we're going to take that away.
In the name of Jesus.
Well,
moment.
and this is what all these Moms for Lib school board women want to do, too, and men. There are a few mom men on there. But they want to, make it harder for our kids to receive resources. They say, the kids need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Parents need to provide them with the things that they need. Sure. Ideally, that would be fantastic. But having been a teacher for 22 years, I can tell you there are many, many, many children who do not have basic needs being met. And
they don't have boots. They have Velcro.
They have no boots. Yeah. Some of them literally don't have anything. And
oh, yeah. No, I grew up in Cottonwood, man. There's oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And they want to take these things away and then in the same breath say that our reading scores aren't high enough, our math scores aren't high enough. Do you think those things are going to increase if you take a student's breakfast away?
Or books away.
Or their ability to receive mental health through the school system or their ability through like Community Connect to be able to go to a dentist if they need one. I can tell you a story. I had a student, a high school student just a few years ago who had an infected tooth, and it took us months to get him the care that he needed to just have that tooth removed. And he was in pain every single day in class. He wouldn't even sit down. He would stand up and walk around because his mouth was hurting so bad.
That sucks.
These are kids that just don't have the resources. And even if maybe they had the ability to go to public health or whatever, they don't have a parent or parents who are getting them there to do that. And public school is supposed to be to serve the public, the community as a whole, not to serve just that small group of people that think that they should have the right to choose all the curriculum. Everything that the teachers do and say in their classroom. Well, I'm not there to serve one little subgroup. I'm there to serve every single student that comes into my classroom. And
right. Being a teacher is nonpartisan.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the stories that they tell. But again, show us some facts, right? Like, I had another conversation about that stupid kitty litter story. Like, oh my gosh, you guys, if you think there's any public school on the planet that is putting cat litter boxes in the bathrooms so that kids can pretend to be animals, you're insane.
There's, you lost your whole bag of marbles.
Lost the whole bag. All of it. And for you to come out and repeat that publicly from the perspective of, like, a prospective board member?
It's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. It's like
it's super embarrassing.
It's like eating cats and dogs. Like, you know,
God.
This stuff is ridiculous.
The last couple of years for just the absolute cartoonish rhetoric has been ramped up to 13. And
these are the people that told us
to not believe everything that we read and to not believe everything that we saw on TV. And now they've gone to like, I read this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's doctrine. It's a documentary.
And it would be funny if it wasn't literally harmful to people. Like, when you spread rhetoric like that, you get the crazies who... you just spew more racism, more hatred, more othering. It's exhausting. I'm so beyond tired of it. And I'm also tired of any criticism going to Kamala Harris when that is her opponent. Like, why are we even giving...
Why is this even close? Why is this even close? And spewing... Being somebody who is of somewhat rational mind, spewing... crazy conspiracy theories and hateful, bigoted things. You're poisoning things on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
You are confusing people who aren't like fully like terminally online or in, you know, enmeshed and immersed in politics like us. People who aren't going to search out that information on their own and don't really know where to look to find or disprove disinformation and misinformation are going to be more easily swayed if that is the loudest rhetoric that is pumped into their face all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other end of it, people who are maybe even more extreme, you're just going to embolden them to do even crazier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all bad.
Yep. Well, if that's what you want to hear, though, like if you want to blame your crappy life on the Mexican people, then, you know, it's a lot easier to listen to that than some boring NPR radio, you know.
Right.
And people.
But then if you're at the same time, if you're that person who wants to blame your poor crappy life on the Mexican people and then you see the lady going and harassing people on a charter bus.
Mm-hmm.
That just may be, you know, a little too brown for your liking. And then that turns into something that it goes even further.
That's what I mean. Then, yeah. That kind of rhetoric is so dangerous. It's not just like, oh, well, their favorite thing to say is he didn't mean it that way. That's not what he meant when he said that. Yeah. But when he says it, whether he meant it or not, and we could... you know, have that debate. But when you're saying those things out loud, people are listening. And and if it's something that they want to hear, it gives them permission to, if they already are feeling a bit racist or that they want to, maybe they're not, but they want to blame, their life isn't going great. And so it's a lot easier to blame somebody else for why you don't have a job.
Yeah.
Then.
So, in our last couple of minutes here, real quick, let's just go ahead and recap. Just like this is the last show before the election.
Yes.
Please vote for people who have your interests at heart and who speak about you and not are just talking about grudges and who are only going to represent the people who agree with them. Don't give your frickin' ballot to anybody except for an official person or ballot box or something like that. Don't harass people at the elections office. And if somebody harasses you at the elections office, report that immediately. Those are very important things.
Yep. Well said.
Thanks.
Ben, do you have anything to add?
Well, towards the end of the show, I better see some breakdancing.
Towards the end. If you could get these mics off of here, I could maybe work something out.
On the table.
There's no breakdancing.
No breakdancing? Yeah, I'd bust a hip.
No, actually, Ashley agreed in chat that she's going to travel up to Reading to breakdance with you. So.
Yes. Catch that rabba. Come on.
I'm going to need someone to sponsor that trip. I mean, about $250. $250.
We'll start a GoFundMe.
If I have my way, that trip will be free.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Have a good night, everybody. Vote next Tuesday.
You got those pretty eyes in your head. You know it. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.